SBS Radio.
To a new episode of Our Story podcasts about inspirational members and quiet achievers from across the Indigenous community. How would you feel being a young country boy and then growing up to become a successful exercise physiologist who has translated lessons learned from working with elite Olympic athletes into tremendous weight loss and health benefits for the community? And what if you went on to get involved in Australia's health revolution, exploring how to fight and reverse type 2 diabetes? Well, these are the feats of Gamila Royman and exercise physiologist Ray Kelly. I am Bertrand Tungandame, and this is the Our Story NITV podcast.
From Quirindi and around the Tamworth area, but I grew up in Mount Druitt. But I've trained athletes for two Olympics, worked with 12 professional world champion fighters. I worked on The Biggest Loser, The Contender for Fox 8, written a couple of books. I'm doing my fourth degree now, so I've done an exercise science degree and then, you know, a master's in teaching and a master's in research, and now moving into a PhD. And then running the programs in reversing chronic disease, primarily type 2 diabetes, and then helping kids in schools.
Ray Kelly's practice of sport started in humble suburbs of Western Sydney, where his father insisted he study martial arts at an early age just to get his discipline straight and help him navigate the rough neighbourhood.
Now, the first 10 years of my life was in Mount Druitt, so we were in the sort of new houseo developments around Lethbridge Park, and we sort of moved back up towards home when I was 11 years old, and I did my schooling between Singleton and Quirindi. I guess I sort of always had a love of sport. I started martial arts at the age of 4, and that was pretty much because my parents thought I was small, had a bit of cheek about me, so I'd better learn to look after myself growing up in Mount Druitt. So I started off with martial arts there, and then it went on to rugby league. And I pretty much, once I hit school, it was pretty much anything that I was allowed to play, I would play. And I never really gave much thought into working in health, to be honest. I'd never really thought I'd sort of go down that route. But at the age of about 20, 21, I started working around that area, and it just made sense. It just really made sense. And I sort of started off working in elite sport as well as health, and then sort of more towards health after the 2000 Olympics.
Though getting involved in the Olympics was about being at the right place at the right time, Ray Kelly also put in a lot of work studying hard to keep reading the latest and most comprehensive studies available. He says working at the Olympics at an early age whet his appetite and set the stage for future successes.
It's one of those things about right place, right time, but being prepared. I was working as a personal trainer in Sydney, and I was yet to do a degree, but I'd been working in the industry, in the health industry, for about 6 years at this stage. Yeah, I just sort of started training a guy, and we started talking about periodization, so long-term planning to allow athletes to peak. And I'd been interested in this for a number of years, and I'd worked with sort of like state-level representatives at you know, with various sports and things, and so I always wanted to learn about this periodization thing. And so I started reading these hardcore books by Tudor Bomper. And Tudor Bomper at the stage was known as the godfather of periodization. But it was high-level sports science speak, you know, like the language and everything was just well above my knowledge level. Prior to opening the book, I didn't even know it existed. And so I'd have to read over, you know, the same paragraph over and over to try and understand what they were saying. Yeah, by the time I'd met this guy, I understood it. You know, I'd implemented it myself with some of my athletes' programs, But I understood it, and it's like an Eastern Bloc form of training. And his head trainer, his head coach was Eastern Bloc, and he said, what you're saying is exactly what our head coach has been saying, but none of us sort of got what he's talking about. I need to introduce you. And so it just started like that. So I started with, they gave me access to working with the junior teams first, and then sort of I worked my way through. It was great for as a young bloke, you know, to get access to that sort of thing. But once again, it sort of was just, I had a passion for it, and I'd started trying to learn prior. So I wasn't, like when I was younger, I would have sat down on my backside expecting things to come to me. But by that point, I'd already realised that, if I've got an interest in something, I've really got to try and learn as much as I can. That was pretty cool, yeah, for a kid from the country coming down to Sydney, and within a year or so, I was into those programs. I was about, yeah, listen, it really opened my eyes. And to be honest, that's where I really learned how to plan for health as far as exercise sessions. So I trained under some pretty good coaches, international acknowledged coaches, and the athletes we had got, you know, a range of medals at World Championships and Olympics. So, you know, it was really good to be a part of that sort of thing at a younger age. And I guess that's why I get the success these days in weight loss and in chronic disease, you know, with diabetes and heart disease, is I've carried over that experience in planning. So making sure everything's balanced, well thought out. We look at problem solving in advance, so we're not chasing our tail or putting out fires. We sort of can identify early what some of the problems might be and have strategies available pretty readily.
Stemming from his experience working with top athletes, Ray Kelly designed health and exercise plans for the wider community, developing programs to fight type 2 diabetes. His patients are mostly people with complex health issues and comorbidities. He says key to his success is a shared experience and cultural knowledge.
These days, I work with a lot of people with very complex conditions, so multiple health conditions, you know, poor mobility, as well as, you know, high blood pressure, heart issues, type 2 diabetes, you know, quite a range of complications, and we still get great results. And I really think it comes back to how I was raised, sort of how I was growing up, and sort of the way we, I guess, lived, even though we didn't have much money, but we lived off the land quite a lot. So a lot of the foods we ate was pretty simple. Also, you know, my father couldn't read and write. So, you know, communication was pretty basic and direct. And I learned a lot from him, and that sort of goes through into our program. So I understand that, like, he had a number of health conditions, which we reversed his diabetes too, by the way. But he would often be told by health professionals that he needed to do this and do that, but he never really understood what they were talking about, and we see that theme a lot. So I guess that combined with my sports background, we have the planning side, which is what I learned working with elite athletes. So we plan very well. Everything's progressive so that nothing's overwhelming. And then, you know, just make it simple to understand. So a lot of health professionals will put out information, but if it's not easy to understand, then, you know, people can't implement it. It's as simple as that, and it sounds so obvious, but it's a big problem with our health system.
But how does Ray Kelly get his clients to stick to the programs? He says the path to success starts with the very first session.
Well, the first session is just talking. You know, it's important that the patient understands what is happening and what is possible. So we, you know, make sure that the patient can see what is possible. We let them know, you know, where their starting point is, and what we can do within that time, and it's fairly predictable what their results might be, you know, if they can stick to it. And you know, the results come very fast. The progress of type 2 diabetes is all about body fat being stored on the body, and when your body reaches capacity under the skin, the subcutaneous fat, it starts building around the liver. Once that starts happening, it'll put pressure on your pancreas, and then your pancreas reaches 50% capacity, and that's when your blood sugars start to go up, and that's when you're going to be diagnosed with pre-diabetes or diabetes, or type 2 diabetes to be more specific. We can actually knock 30% of that fat off in the first 7 days through caloric restriction. Some groups will use shakes for that. I use food. You can do it quite simply with food as well, whilst still eating good quality food. And the exercise component is just getting out for a walk. And we're just starting from where people are ready to go from. So, you know, if someone's very inactive and hasn't been active for a while, you know, we'd be crazy to get them to go do boot camps and those sorts of things. So what we want to do is just get people walking. So something that they can do, can fit into their life pretty easily. And for some people, that might be an hour. And for some people, it might be 5 minutes, depending on where they're starting from.
Ray Kelly is committed to treat, prevent, and even reverse type 2 diabetes in his community, and he's also furthering his studies in the field, doing a PhD. He's teamed up with renowned British broadcaster Dr. Michael Mosley to produce Australia's Health Revolution, a 3-part documentary series for SBS TV. Together, they've scoured communities right across Australia, exploring the big picture of type 2 diabetes and how it can be reversed, a feat once considered impossible.
I fly out on Saturday to start filming. It's with Dr. Michael Mosley from the UK, who people who check out a lot of medical documentaries will certainly know who he is. So he's a real character and he has an interest in this area. We're going to be filming in communities as well as in the cities, Indigenous, non-Indigenous populations as well, and showing how type 2 diabetes can be reversed. It's something we see on a daily basis, but it's not something a lot of people are told about. So, and that's all changing, and that's where my PhD is, in that sort of area of reversing diabetes in mob, because, look, I want to change this rate of diabetes and the issue with it across the country, but I want to make sure our people don't get it last.
He believes that the best way to learn something is to teach it. And he's applying this principle not only on a professional level, but also when passing the knowledge and skills down to his own children.
I certainly feel very comfortable with the exercise side of things, and I've done so much in instructing that that I really get excited about complex cases. So probably cases where the patient is turning up really scared and wondering what's going to happen. And I know what their profile is, and I'm excited to get into it because I know what's possible. The education is amazing. It's certainly where I see more of my future. They always say, you know, like if you want to know and understand a topic, teach it, because that's how you really learn. And I've had quite a diverse career so far, and I think that it would be good to pass on what I've learnt for the next sort of lot of health professionals coming through. This is my life, so I've got 5 kids. I'm on to my 4th degree, moved into a PhD. I travel to remote communities running programs, I've got the business around the city and everything and online, and it's not easy. And that's the thing, a lot of people think, oh no, I don't have time, but you've got to make the time. And when you start making the time, you realize that that time opens up for itself. It's not that difficult to find, but I work more effectively if I'm exercising. I may not get to flog myself with exercise or train optimally for what I would like at times, but I'm always doing something.
And that's it for this episode of Our Story. Thank you to our guest, Camilla Roy Mann, exercise physiologist Ray Kelly. And if you want to listen to more of our podcasts, NITV Podcast, Take It Black or Balling Out, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.